Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's.
And this is your man, Professor X Factor, a.k.a. Angry Man. Take out your textbooks and take your seats and close your mouths because class is in session.
You need to stop being so damn angry all the time. That's what you need to do.
Is your ass late to my class one more time?
It's not becoming of you, just to let you know. You know what I'm saying? You need
come
to try another alternative.
Bring your ass in here late one more time, like I said, boy.
You need to find another alternative, man, because it's not attractive at all, man, to be nasty.
Hey, man, hey, look here. Shut your mouth, man, when you're talking to me, boy.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, see, you heard what I said.
You're trying to show off in front of the airwaves. You're trying to show off in front of people. You're trying to show off in public. That's what you try to do. Is that what you're
trying.
Doing? That's what you're doing now?
Trying.
Well, I'll do
I shows
now.
Off. That's what I do, son.
I'll deal with you after the show's over.
You ain't
you
dealing with you.
Your mind.
You ain't going to deal with a goddamn thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode 24 of Locker Room Talk Radio, bringing you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call into the show is 858-777-8433. Make sure you press 1 on your mobile device if you want to be heard. That's what you do. Here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes and Media News, or what we like to call it, Damn. I'm going to tell you right now, this is probably going to be the whole entire show for the most part. Everybody's talking about it. The latest news, Rockefeller, the Rock is in the building, Jay-Z, the NFL, they partnered up to do some, well, they partnered up so they can do some spectacular things for not just the league, but for all people that are involved. And some people are supporting it, some not liking it at all. And it's getting a lot of backlash for some people. And we're going to break down each person in the backlash that Jay-Z and Commissioner Roger Goodell and the NFL is receiving. Pretty much, I'm going to go ahead and paraphrase this. And then we're going to go ahead and jump into it. Jay-Z announced yesterday that he and the NFL decided to collaborate to get a deal done, a multi-million dollar deal that would have Roc Nation lead the NFL's endeavors in music and entertainment, and also a program called Inspire Change, which is to initiate, to innovate social justice. Well, a lot of people are not feeling it. And a couple of those people are Eric Reed, pro football player. Jemele Hill.
Hater.
And Nasser Diab, which is Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend. I'm sorry if I pronounced the name wrong. But let me go ahead real quick.
Hater.
I get you. Let me go ahead real quick. Okay. Now, a lot of people are saying they're not liking the fact that Jay-Z is doing business with the same company that he turned down 2 years ago when he was invited to do the Super Bowl halftime show. And a lot of people think that he was going back on his word pretty much about supporting Colin Kaepernick. And at the end of the day, he said a couple of things, and I'm going to read a couple of quotes from Jay-Z. And this is courtesy of ESPN.com, okay? And I'll start with this, and I quote. He says, "We forget that Collins' whole thing was to bring attention to social justice. In that case, this is a success. This is the next phase. There are two parts of protesting. You go outside, you protest, and then the company or individuals say, 'I hear you. What do we do next?' For me, it's like action, actionable item. What are we going to do with it? Everyone heard, we hear what you're saying. And everybody knows I agree with what you're saying. So what are we going to do? You know what I'm saying? Millions and millions of people or get stuck on Colin not having a job."
Mm-hmm.
Professor X Factor, just what I just read. I mean, just what I read. What's your take on it?
I've been saying the same thing for the longest time. Like, the man didn't protest for a position of employment. It's not what his protest was about.
Mm-hmm.
That is not why that's mm-hmm. not why he did anything that he did. He didn't do mm-hmm. what he did so that he could get a job. If it was about mm-hmm. the job, he never would have did it.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he did because police brutality was something that existed and something that still exists. And he wanted to try to find a way to put an end to it. That, I mean, I don't know what people want Colin Kaepernick to do or what people expect Jay-Z to do. I think a lot of people are upset, honestly, because Jay-Z figured out a way to make some money off this thing when nobody else figured out how to do it. I think that's what they're pissed about.
I don't understand that part, but I mean, first of all, understand this, and I'm going to, let me just intervene real quick. Nobody does anything for free. Now, I mean, not to say that nobody does anything for free.
What?
A lot of people do things out of the kindness of their heart, you know, and they give to causes, you know, free causes and things of that nature. But in this world, okay, you mad at Jay-Z because he found a way to profit from or killing two birds with one stone is to make change and get paid for it. But guess what? The National Football League has been doing that forever. Everybody else does it all the time. So what is it about Jay-Z that you're so mad at? But go ahead, Professor.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand the I mean, look, I've been saying this for the longest time. The only reason that we are now viewing the NFL, see, people mistake, they make the mistake of attempting to make the NFL responsible for the safety of African Americans when dealing with the police.
Right.
And I do not have any idea what it is about the NFL that makes you think that that is something that they should remotely be responsible for. Like what? Like, I mean, when you have a dealing with the police, you know what doesn't happen.
Come on,
NFL
man.
Rep doesn't call you and say, "Hey, so I heard you just got pulled over. How's that
okay?
go for you?
You right?
Are you all right?
Right, right.
Is everything okay?" That's not what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like at all. That doesn't mm-hmm. happen at all. So I don't know why we are in this, why we got this mindset of, well, the NFL should be responsible in any way, shape, form, or fashion for the safety and or well-being of African Americans when dealing with the police or people in general for that matter. I mean, like what is it that makes you think the NFL should be responsible for that? I'm just curious. Like, because if you can't, at least for me anyway, if you cannot satisfactorily tell me why you think the league should be held responsible for the safety of everything black. If they was interested in it, look, they're not in the business of African American safety. That's not. I just want to make that clear. Like, that's not what they do for a living.
You know what it is, real quick. Well, first of all, just pause that right there. I'm gonna get to this caller, and then we're gonna come back to what you were talking about. Caller from 856 area code. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peace, Beta Maverick, calling all the way from Dirty Jersey. What's good, family?
What's good, baby? What's going on with you, man? What's your take? Vader? What's your take on this whole situation?
All right. I'm listening to what y'all speaking on now. This is just my take on it. Like, matter of fact, I'm even listening to, like, both you and what X-Factor is saying. It's, when you were saying, like, you know, he didn't protest, you know, to get a job. He protested about awareness. But me, myself, this was my protest. I didn't protest just for the fact that, you know, they didn't give him a job. I protested because in the context of what they did. They didn't get rid of him because they said, you're not a good quarterback. They got rid of him because they said, you're bringing awareness to something that we personally don't want to deal with and address. Because if that was the case, they wouldn't have misdirected it, misguided it, twisted it around and made it seem like he was protesting and making the disrespect out of something which wasn't even there. That was my protest against the NFL, and still is, by the way, because my thing is this. If you can sit up here and stand for everything, you know, let's protest for women's cancer, for, you know, LGBTQ, you can do that. But as soon as we say protest against police brutality against blacks, now all of a sudden, But basically, it's like you're saying, you know what, hey, run the ball, but, you know, we can run the ball for you, but as soon as we die, you say, it's kind of like you're saying, oh, whatever, I'll get another nigga next year. You know, run the ball inward. And as far as Jay-Z goes, of course people are going to look at it like, oh, first you protest against him, now all of a sudden you're sleeping with the enemy. But however, I will say this much. I can't really be too mad at Hov, because the fact of the matter is we haven't seen anything happen yet. All he did was make an announcement. Let's see what happens. See what he does first. If you see any sort of change, who knows? Maybe Kaepernick may come back. Maybe he might get him back. Because, you know, as we all know, money talks.
Right.
You know,
I want to go back to what you said, though. Real quick, and I just want to make sure that people that are listening are not misquoted or misconstrued about what you said. Now, it wasn't so much that they got rid of Colin Kaepernick, because Colin Kaepernick decided
he quit.
He decided not to re-up on his contract. But I understood where you were saying with that statement, because just because you decided not to renegotiate your contract with the 49ers does not mean that you should put a roadblock in front of him to not get another job somewhere else. So regardless if he quit or not, that's not the point. The point is that let him make that choice. You don't decide to help him make that choice and not get hired because you put things. Now, we can't prove it. Now they did a couple of months ago. They had some documentation.
Oh, yeah, they proved it.
They proved that they were colluding against him. But at the end of the day, you don't make that choice. I don't care if he decided not to go back with the 49ers and he did quit. So what? So a lot of people say, well, he didn't go back. Okay, I get that. But that doesn't mean now all of a sudden put subliminal roadblocks in front of him so he won't get employed anywhere else. We don't do that. So I just wanted to go back to what you said, because he wasn't thrown out of the league, but they're making it to the point where they're making it hard for him to come back into the league.
Isn't that kind of what every employer does, though? I mean, you don't go to an employer and say, I want a job. You have to hire me or else. And then they're just forced to somehow hire you. That's typically not the way employment works in this country.
Right. We get that. But the thing about it is this. Anybody who knows the game and anybody who knows what's going on, you don't have to say it directly. Like I said, we already seen documents that it proves that that's what they were doing. What we were alluding to, they proved that that's what they were doing. Okay, so at the end of the day, you're right, Vaughn. I mean, Professor, you don't say, well, you know, you have to hire me. But we all know, everybody on this phone is intelligent to know what the hell happened. You know what I'm saying? And what they were doing. Just because you didn't say,
yes, I know what they, I get what they were doing. But is that,
right.
But do we say the same thing when, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out if, like, for example, right? So if you apply at a job,
mm-hmm.
and they opt not to call you back, but they give
mm-hmm.
the job to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
is it, mm-hmm. do we say that they colluded to keep you from working?
No. No, we don't.
No,
no we don't.
But the only thing about that is because we all know the real reason. Now, let's say as far as, like, you know, some we try to apply for a job, they don't call us back, they give it to somebody else. You know, you can think whatever you want to think because we don't know what's really going on. But
right.
as far as Colin Kaepernick goes, you know, what he did was, you know, global. So we all knew why he did,
exactly.
why he
That's
wasn't
what I was
going
to
welcome back.
I'm not
so
saying, I'm not saying we don't know why. I'm saying I think
world.
We put – I'm saying I think we put an expectation on the NFL in terms of employment. And the only reason we do this for Colin Kaepernick is because he took a knee. Had Colin Kaepernick never taken a knee and opted out of his contract and never mm-hmm. been signed by another NFL team,
okay.
all we would say is, damn, man, he was good too. Yo, I liked him, man. Damn, I wish he could get a dig on. I wish somebody would sign him, yo. Colin Kaepernick is not the only player that I've looked at and thought to myself, damn, I wish somebody would sign him.
But Professor,
he just happens to be the only one on the list of those players that took a knee.
No, Professor, I get your point, and you're right, and you're not wrong in what you're saying. The thing about it is this, if somebody else, if he did not take a knee and he did not get re-signed with another team, of course, you're right. Nobody's going to look at it like it was collusion. They're going to be like, damn, I think he should have been on another team. But you know what? That's their right. But in this case, because we know what actually took place, and now you look at it like, okay, not because he's not good or they don't think that he's good anymore, but now you put it out there because he did take this stance. Now, all of a sudden, you know what I mean? And you're right. How can we prove that? Internally, I'm with you. I'm with you what you're saying, but the world knows.
No, I'm not saying that we can't prove it. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay, I guess we just don't know. Never going to try. I hear what you're saying,
but
at the same time, I'm going to tell you like this, and I'm not trying to cut you off, but what I'm saying is this. I heard your point, and I do understand your point, but I just believe that because the world knows about what he did and because he didn't do anything that was wrong or deface a product, that's why people are up in the uproar. And now, once again, had it been anybody else, maybe somebody in not his stature, I don't know. Maybe he wouldn't have went that far. I don't know. But
and I was talking
about that's
one
the thing,
thing
though.
About
like the
what's the name? About Jamel, what's the name? Jamel Hill. Now, I can kinda understand why she would feel a certain way towards Jay-Z because signing with the same company that pretty much look what they did to her. As soon as she pretty much said you know one thing about people, whenever you speak of because anytime you speak or say something publicly that you normally say to your friends,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that bold statement that you normally say to your friends, and you say it out publicly for some reason, that's a problem. The public love it. However, the higher ups is like, no.
I get that. We're going to touch with Jamel Hill. But hold on for a second.
Well, Don Imus called a bunch of black girls nappy-headed hoes and lost his job.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah.
I got you.
I mean, that sounds fairly equitable to me.
Well, we're going to touch on Jamel Hill, though, but we're going to touch on that later on. But, Professor, real quick, hey, Vaughn, man, thank you for tuning into the show, man, calling in. Let us know what you think, man, and we appreciate you a million, man. Thanks a whole lot.
All day. Y'all already know what it is. Keep doing what y'all doing, man.
Peace.
My man, love.
Church.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? My man, Vader Maverick. But at the end of the day, Professor, you were saying something before Vaughn got on the line.
I think we, even still, right? So,
mm-hmm.
again, like, I've had this conversation before with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say who I had the conversation with, but I had this conversation with another person. They were a family
mm-hmm.
member of mine. And they were exclusively angry at the fact that Colin Kaepernick did not have a job. And I had to explain to her why Colin Kaepernick initially became unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't like to take it into consideration when we look at this whole thing. And the reason we don't take it into consideration because we know that they kept him out of the league because of his protest. Okay, we know that.
Right.
But the problem with it is this. When you become a person that's bad for business,
mm-hmm.
and whether we like it or not, that's
right.
what he was. That's what he became. He became
right.
bad for the NFL from a business standpoint.
Right.
They're not the league generates billions upon billions upon billions of dollars a year.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to allow all of that money to disappear. So my family member says to me, well, they should have gave Colin Kaepernick a job. They shouldn't have fired him because he protested. I'm like, he didn't get fired, sweetie.
Yeah, he didn't get fired. Right.
He did
right.
not get fired. He had an option to opt out of the last year of his contract, and that was what he chose to do.
Mm-hmm.
He took a gamble in doing that. Unlike the gamble, and it's no different than the gamble that any other player takes when they do it, they're testing the free agent market. Now, there are two things that hurt Colin Kaepernick. One was the collusion by the owners of the NFL, because this is not a Roger Goodell thing.
Right.
Whether
no,
you
absolutely.
Like it or don't,
right,
Roger
right.
Goodell
not,
doesn't
yeah.
make the
you
decision
that.
On whether or not Colin Kaepernick
yeah,
gets the job.
No, you,
NFL
well, we should
owners do not know. We know. People who watch and study the game know that, and study the
right.
ins and outs of the game and the way that the business itself works, they know that. The majority
right.
of average people don't know this shit. If they did, a lot of the shit they say, they wouldn't say it.
Gotcha.
Roger Goodell works for Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft and the Rooney family and the Maras in New York, and he works for the owners of the NFL. The NFL is owned by the owners of the franchises. The commissioner is the equivalency of the president of the United States. The owners, their Congress.
Okay, you got you.
They decide, you're the figurehead, you take all the goddamn blame, but we going to make the damn decision.
Got you.
From behind closed doors. Now,
mm-hmm.
if you protest, I think, Emil, you were talking about this a little bit a while ago. Like, I think a lot of people are really just so stuck in finding something to be angry about. And I get it. Like, I understand it wholeheartedly. I am a black man, and I get pulled over right regular for absolutely damn it nothing. Everybody that knows me knows I drive like an old-ass man. You pulling me over talking about I was speeding? I know you was a lie.
I get you, man.
So, you know, if you get pulled over by the police, the NFL's job is not to monitor the police department.
Mm-hmm.
You'll protest the NFL game, but you won't go stand your ass outside in front of the damn police station and protest the police station. Like I said before, if I want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, when I go to the kitchen, I don't pull out bologna and cheese. Because that's
well,
what the hell you're doing.
I got you, man. So let me move on, man, because like I said, we pretty much going to talk about this probably the whole entire show, man, because it's definitely the hottest topic right now. It's just fish grease. But 858-777-8433 is the number to call into the show. If you want to be heard, make sure you press 1 on your mobile device. And like I say, we're going to break this down, man, for certain people. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, I got my brother here, NYC's finest chef, Q Drakeford, is on the mic. What up, Q?
Hey, I just want to know, if you want peanut butter and jelly, you don't go to the kitchen and pull out bologna and cheese. But would you pull
hell
out
no.
ice, would you pull out frozen Tyson's chicken nuggets or a pop?
Oh God, no, here you go. No. Absolutely
God.
Not.
This
okay,
guy.
I'm a grown
that's
ass
fair.
Man.
I want
the bone in my chicken, please. I want the bone in my chicken.
I know that's right.
Yeah. Then, well, let me go ahead real quick, man, and then we're going to go ahead and continue this conversation, man. But one person, well, one of the few that actually had a problem with Rockefeller, well, Rock Nation, and the NFL collaborating together is safety Eric Reed for the Carolina Panthers. He decided to say this on Twitter. And this is what he says, and I quote, "These aren't mutually exclusive. They can both happen at the same time. It looks like your goal was to make millions and millions of dollars by assisting the NFL in buying Collins' career." He's targeted this at Jay-Z. Now, some people believe that Jay-Z, the only reason why he did collaborate with the NFL was to make a quick buck. And some people are calling him a hypocrite because he turned down 2 years ago the Super Bowl halftime show. And now all of a sudden he's doing business with the NFL. But let me get to executive first, since executive came on the line. Eric Reed says pretty much that Colin Kaepernick's career is being buried and bought out by the NFL because Jay-Z decided to collaborate with them. Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that regarding Eric Reed saying what he said is this. I would equate that to an individual who goes to church, Bible study, mentorship, youth program, revival, and preaches the good word in the good Lord's house and gives the public perception of being a positive parishioner, and then casts a stone at everyone else who commits a sin, even though he or she is doing the same damn thing when they not in the house of the Lord. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Okay? Just because you see something, believe something, witness something, or can prove something, doesn't mean that that's what the actual goal is, what the actual result would be, or what's actually happening. You may come in on a step, on a phase, on part of a transition. So what you see or believe or can prove may actually be factual, but it only may be one part of a whole group of shit. So while you sitting there acting and reacting, speaking and gossiping, whining and complaining about the part that you see, that you can prove, that you believe, doesn't mean that that's what's actually happening. So sit back. Shut up. Make sure that you understand everything in its entirety before you unpick your teeth to utilize the English language with the incorrect vernacular. I said what I said. There is a master plan that Mr. Sean Carter is working on, and this is a step in a phase in part of the transition. You don't have to like it, but you might like the end result, so sit back and shut up.
You know what? Me and Professor was talking about that earlier. Professor.
Exactly.
My man Q.
Grown men want to get on social media and act like they Wendy Williams. Some of y'all need to sit the hell down and forget that Twitter exists.
How you doing? Professor.
Okay.
On Eric Reed's statement, man, do you agree or do you disagree?
Well, first things first, I disagree. First things first.
Okay.
First thing you got to understand is this. Based on his statement, it's just a very juvenile statement, first of all. Because you think that Jay-Z's goal was to make millions. Motherfucker, don't you know he can make an album and do that?
Hey, he can do that. He can do that.
Without picking up an ink pen, I might add. He doesn't write anything down. Secondly, he's a fucking billionaire. All right? Get that through your thick
concussed skull, Eric Reed. He's a goddamn billionaire. A few million dollars is not going to hurt this motherfucker at all. It ain't going to make or break him. Lastly, Jay-Z did not contact the NFL. NFL contacted him.
Come on.
They contacted him. He does not owe a responsibility to include Colin Kaepernick. No, he does not.
And I'm going to touch on
not
that
if
in a minute.
He wants the attempt, not if he wants the change that he's attempting to effect to be taken seriously. If Colin Kaepernick is bad publicity or bad for business, like people claim that he is, why would you want to involve him in this process? Because then you make the people that you're attempting to get through to, you make them view the entirety of the process as a goddamn joke. And instead of them taking the process and progress that he's attempting to make seriously, they begin to make a mockery out of it. Because you still have entities that exist like Fox News and Donald Trump. Yeah, I said it. Tommy Lauren.
Come on. We're going to touch on her, too.
That has already accused the NFL of not hating America and police officers enough that they're collaborating with former drug dealer. I don't know why she's still stuck on this. Yeah, he sold drugs.
Didn't I just
and based upon the history of the way that the federal government acts about drug abuse today, your white ass was probably using them, Tommy Lauren.
Oh, my God.
The government sells drugs, too, allegedly.
Okay.
I mean, you know. But, that's what it is. Okay. The man's a billionaire. Okay. If he wanted to make – look, if Jay-Z wanted to make millions, I'll be honest with you. If Jay-Z did an album about police brutality and the NFL and the NFL's policies when it comes to black athletes, he could do an entire album and ghostwrite for some ex-NFL players and go on a goddamn nationwide tour and make more money than he's going to make off of this fucking deal with the NFL.
Okay. So
he could absolutely do that.
Let me do this, because like I said, I was going to break down, and I just told Professor not to go ahead. I mean, he did it anyway, but I'm going to go here.
I don't know what the hell you about to say.
Yeah,
real quick, though, before you say whatever you about to say.
Okay.
Hey, Eric Reed, if you're listening, I got a nice church you can go to. I guarantee you would be welcome, and everybody would agree with your every word.
Thing is, Eric Reed need to concentrate on getting some more picks, since your numbers in that regard have dropped ever since you decided to take a damn knee. What did you do? Take a knee and all right.
I got a nice church he could pick.
Man, hallelujah, Son of Naya, all that good stuff.
Church tabernacle.
We gonna go ahead and move forward, man.
Hey, it's a BYOB. Break your
own Bible. You stupid.
Oh God.
You gonna move forward, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to move forward, but these dudes can't stop cracking their jokes.
Motherfucker, be getting drunk at communion.
But we're gonna move forward, man. Still with this conversation.
We got a restaurant. Bring your own plate.
Both y'all stop.
It's not my fault. Nah.
It is your man's fault. You one that brought it up. But ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go ahead and move forward about this Colin Kaepernick and NFL and Jay-Z saga. Pretty much that's what it is. If you have something to say, 858-777-8433. Going back to what Professor was talking about, Fox analyst Tommy Lauren decides to slam the NFL's partnership with Jay-Z and Roc Nation and, quote, saying apparently the league doesn't hate America enough. So let me go ahead and say and read her quote, and this is the only energy I'm going to give her as, because at the end of the day, but I got to put it out there because even the devil has his side of the story or her side of the story. But Tommy Lauren decides to tweet to say, Jay-Z will be consulting with the NFL for the Super Bowl halftime show and other performances because apparently the league doesn't hate America and the law enforcement officers at a level satisfactory enough for the former drug dealer. Now, before I'm going to get mine in now because I know I ain't going to be able to get it in, but once you two start going. But let me say this. Tommy Lauren gets on my damn nerves for this reason and for this damn dumbass statement. Okay, this is what America does when it comes to black people. They want to put their past to the forefront. Okay, we all know that Jay was a drug dealer. We get it. Okay, but you had to emphasize that his ass was a drug dealer. But you know what? Let's not get stupid because guess what? I don't know this for sure, but I pretty much can bet my last dollar on it. Every millionaire, multimillionaire, and every billionaire that's walking the face of the earth did some type of damn dirt. So I don't want to hear that shit about Jay-Z. All of a sudden now they're doing business with a drug dealer because probably half the owners in the NFL are dealing with drugs. Hell, they probably using drugs. Or in the NBA or the MLB or whatever entity that you're talking about. So you can miss me with that shit about trying to put his drug dealing past to the forefront to try to embarrass him or discredit him or whatever the hell he's doing. Okay? And at the end of the day, like I said before, even if he was a drug dealer and he did what he had to do and he paid his debt to society already, and now he's the biggest musical icon in the damn world, well, one of them, why does it matter to you? And that's all what my rant has to say. But, Professor, what's going on with this Tommy Lawrence quote, man? What you think about it?
I try not to think about her, like, at all, honestly. I mean, man.
Yeah, she pissed me off. But go ahead.
You know, look, because I agree with everything you just said, 100%. Because when a black man gets arrested, if he is arrested, God forbid he be unlawfully arrested and detained while unarmed and be found to not having been breaking any laws at that particular time. When the news reports it, the news will say, Javon Collins, 42, from Hampton, Virginia, was arrested today. He was unarmed and wasn't breaking any laws at that particular time. However, 3 years ago, he was arrested for... And that's what they do to us. That's... You know... I mean... So, Tommy Lauren, I'm guessing that your past is squeaky clean.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't get high in college, Tommy Lauren. I dare you to fucking lie. You didn't get white girl wasted when you was in college, Tommy Lauren.
Mm.
Now look, as a black man, I can tell you, Tommy Lauren fits the description of the type of chick that would get white girl wasted. When we lived in Pittsburgh, there's a street called Carson Street on the south side. The street was full of Tommy Lawrence every Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean,
I don't give a fuck whether you like it or don't like it. It's the damn truth. It's for all of you parents out there that then sent your kids to the University of Pittsburgh, to Duquesne, or to Carnegie Mellon on Friday and Saturday night, your child is drunk as hell, and your daughter's probably fucking a black man.
You know what, man? Yo, you're killing me, man. You're killing me.
But it's the truth. Like, you know, I say something wrong.
I know it's not wrong, but you're not supposed to say you're killing me. Petey,
bullshit. 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 Because that's what we're talking about.
I hear you.
But the problem that I'm having with the entire thing as a whole, when I view people like I thought, you know, and we had this discussion a little while ago. You said, you know, does Eric Reed have a point with what he said, or does Jemele Hill have a point with what she said? My problem with both of them is this.
I thought that the goal for black people was to get to a point where we no longer struggled. So why do we not celebrate one of our own when they are clearly no longer struggling? We seem to find anything we can to say, oh, well, Jay-Z only did that because he could. Barack Obama only did this because. How about you shut the fuck up and stop helping out the very people that you claim Jay-Z want to work with? You're helping them with your mouth. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Shut your mouth.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Let me go ahead and move on with the executive. Man. Executive, Tommy Lawrence quote, man. As far as encounter with Jay-Z, pretty much bringing up his drug dealing past, man. What's your thoughts on that?
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say. Okay, I got you. Nothing to say. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, last person that we all wanted to touch on, well, actually two people, was Nessa Diab, which is the girlfriend of Colin Kaepernick, and Jemele Hill. They pretty much were saying that by leaving Kaepernick completely out of the mix, which we were talking about earlier, and basically they are complicit in helping the NFL execute its strategy and is now an accomplice in our league's hypocrisy. That was a quote from the Baller Alert. Okay, that's a site online. Executive, Jemele Hill and Nessa Diab pretty much said that Jay-Z helped the NFL to pretty much go against Colin Kaepernick and his cause and him returning to the National Football League. To that you say what?
No comment.
No comment. Professor. Okay, and behave yourself, Professor. Go ahead. What you think?
I mean, why the fuck is she involved at all?
Who?
Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend.
Oh, well, I mean, she's not. Okay, well, I mean, she's not really involved, but she had an opinion.
Well, she's his wife now.
Nikki.
Yeah.
No. she made an opinion. I mean, she that's her boyfriend. She made an opinion. She made a statement. So, I mean,
yeah,
she,
your boyfriend's probably the richest unemployed motherfucker I know. Next.
You just in rare form today, boy.
You damn right. Because I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of the bullshit. Okay, so look. I want black people to get ahead.
I like to intervene real quick.
Okay, hold on, it's on my terms. Got you. Hold on for a second, baby. Let executives go ahead real quick. Go ahead, executive.
I disagree. Carmelo Anthony would be the richest unemployed man.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah, probably. But I mean that seems to be our mentality. I want black people to win. Power to the people, as long as it's on my terms. Support black businesses as long as they give you a discount. And the change that they're attempting to bring about will never occur if people are not open-minded enough to receiving it. But at some point, you got to get off your damn soapbox and close your mouth and actually put your hands and feet to work. It's very easy to sit there and complain about what you don't like. The difficult part of life is attempting to be a solution-based individual that looks for the solution to the problem instead of continuing to beat the problem over a head like a damn dead horse. We know what the problem is. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say it again. It is not the NFL's job to keep your black ass safe
when you get pulled over by the damn police department.
You know what? Check this out. and Jay said it the best, man, on the excerpt that I saw on NFL.com. He was sitting there, and a reporter asked him, would you kneel or stand? And he kind of looked at him like, okay, you want to go down this road, but okay, I'm going to go down there with you. And he tells him, he said, okay, no, check this out. We all know what the problem is, right? He said, do you know what the problem was? And a reporter shouted out, police brutality. And then he said, okay. Then he looked at somebody else and said, do you know what the problem is? And I really couldn't hear them, but they said, whatever. He said, okay. And so he asked 3-4 different people. He said, now, once we know what the problem is, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? And it goes back to what you said, Professor. You know, you got to put your feet to the dirt, put your hands and your feet to the dirt, man, and actually do some work. What are we going to do about it? But just for the simple fact that, you know, I'm with you to a degree as far as people. Now, okay, like executive said it earlier. He said, you know, before you start going on Twitter and getting your feelings about what you see on the outside and on the surface, try to understand the whole entire thing before you start going out there talking fly. You know what I mean? Before you start just running off diarrhea at the mouth. Now,
do you think that some of these people use this article as a way to use JV's name as a soundbite to further their own career?
Maybe. Maybe.
That's or to stay relevant? Because ain't nobody talked about Eric Reed's ass in quite a while.
Well, I mean, it's a possibility. But, I mean, but you know, Eric Reed, the reason why Eric Reed is relevant is because Eric Reed was the only other guy that was with him throughout this whole entire ordeal.
Well, he has an ascension. He's been irrelevant since that time period.
Yeah, I get it. But the thing about it is that, just like you said before, I don't know if it was you or executive, you know, Eric Reed was quote-unquote blackballed as well. He didn't get a job in the National Football League, but now he has one. So somebody helped him get one. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but he has a job now. And, you know, my thing is that sometimes you have to converse with your enemy to see what he or she is thinking. And sometimes...
We talk about that all the time, having a conversation.
Yeah, you got to get in close with them in order to see how they move.
I'd like to converse real quick.
Okay.
I'm loving how the Washington Redskins have the lowest attendance preseason game in NFL history.
Yo, why are you? Oh my God, boy. I'm thinking you're going to say something about what you're talking about. And nobody's talking about the damn Washington Redskins.
The stands in the stadium are empty, brother.
Wow.
I'm looking at the game right now. It's the sea of red. You and Professor Speed.
Redskin Nation, man, y'all messing up, man. Y'all supposed to represent, man. Y'all empty. Maybe they're empty because they don't want to see the boy throw 2 more picks. Maybe that's why it's empty. Maybe they're not sold. I don't know.
Well, it's hilarious.
But ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about this some more in the future, and this saga has just gotten started. So just wait, because it's going to be more. Things are going to unfold. More information is going to come out. And, you know, just like I want to give a shout-out to my brother, man, who called the show, man. Just like he said, let Jay do what he do. You might be surprised what comes out. Let's see what he does before you jump on him. You know what I'm saying? Because then if he does something great, which I believe...
Yeah, I mean, what do they think, that every hip-hop half, every NFL Super Bowl halftime show is going to be a hip-hop artist?
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
It's Jay-Z. Just because he does hip hop doesn't mean he's stupid.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Doesn't mean that he's stupid.
That's just fucking pricey,
boy. Like, it's Christ. The hate is so real.
The hate is real. The hate is definitely real. The hate is definitely real. But,
Jamel Hill need to sit her ass down somewhere.
It's 7:50 p.m., ladies and gentlemen. We've got 10 minutes left till the show is over. Last part of the show, Tyronn Lue is close, very close, for inking a deal with the Los Angeles Clippers, not Lakers, Clippers. And he's going to be an assistant coach to Doc Rivers. That's the deal that they're working on right now. I have to ask a question. Going to you first, executive. Tyronn Lue going to the L.A. Clippers, knowing what we know about Tyronn Lue almost getting the job in L.A., but they went with Frank Vogel. Does this mean trouble for the Los Angeles Lakers?
What? That's the question?
Yeah, that's the question.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be okay.
But then, what did say? You know, what you thought I was going to say? Say what you thought I was going to say.
Nah, we ain't got enough time for that.
Okay.
The answer is no, because Tyronn Lue ain't nobody.
Now you sound like Professor.
This is why I asked the question.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say this
so people can get clarification. I'm gonna say it again. Well, not again, because me and Professor were talking earlier. I know that Tyronn Lue is not a fabulous coach. I know he's not a top rank coach. I know he's not a Hall of Fame coach. I understand all of that. So people have the attitude like, who the hell is he and all that. I get all of that. The reason why I ask the question is because a lot of people on social media were looking at the fact that Tyronn Lue is going to the Clippers, and because he got undercut by the Lakers and they went with Frank Vogel, do you think that Tyronn Lue going to the Clippers would give them the edge, because we all know it's going to be between them and the Los Angeles Clippers?
Are you rephrasing it because you think there's going to be a different answer? I'm not rephrasing anything. Okay, cool. Just making sure, because the answer is no to any way you phrase it, to any question.
That's why I'm just telling you why I asked the question. So, cool. No,
that's cool. We can
that's
move on to the next topic. No. No. Wait. And before you go to Professor, let me answer for Professor. No.
Don't you answer for Professor. Don't you answer for Professor.
Like, what? Is Tyronn Lue going to help? What? No. What? Look, Dwayne Haskins has a better chance of making it to the Super Bowl than Tyronn Lue affecting anything.
Because
from the bench.
And I'm going to tell you why, once again, that I asked, and there's a couple of quotes that I saw on Facebook and on Twitter. You know, some people were saying, well, because Tyronn Lue knows LeBron James, he knows his weaknesses, he knows his strengths, and he can use that against him. You know what I mean? Playing against the Northlands, he knows how to game plan for LeBron better than anybody because he coached him. So that's why I asked the question the way I asked it.
Wait, Professor. Did Gary Boy just say that Tyronn Lue coached LeBron?
Well, we know that. Oh my God, you're killing me, man. We know that. We know the real deal, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, but the way you framed the question, I had to double check.
No, you
like,
got to be difficult.
Like, no,
that's
no,
what
no,
I
listen,
know you.
Listen, you got a better chance. You've got a better chance of Roger Goodell coming to the crib to play spades. Chicken. with Clay, then you have a chance to Tyronn Lue coaching anybody. Are you kidding? There's a reason Allen Iverson
hard to do my damn job. What would you say? What would you say, Professor?
Tyronn Lue is the equivalency of Barry Switzer.
I got
you. Didn't really have to do much coaching. Your coach was on the court. The coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers was LeBron James.
Still is LeBron James.
Dallas Cowboys.
Still is LeBron James, right. Right.
Yeah. Now, to was he the person that held the position and title of coach at the time when LeBron was there? Yes.
Okay.
Did Tyronn Lue do anything that may have changed LeBron's game? The answer is no. LeBron's game is the same today as it was when he entered the league. His game has not evolved one iota.
Let me evolve what Professor just said for the youth, for the younger generation, for the individuals that may not know about Barry Switzer. Let me break it down for you, okay? Tyronn Lue coaching somebody and it affecting the game is the equivalent of Aaron Rodgers and Matt LeFleur. Let me explain something to you, ladies and gentlemen. Let me break this shit down to you all the way so y'all understand and comprehend what I'm about to say. There is going to be a point in 2019 this year, in the National Football League season coming soon, where you see the Green Bay Packers down by 10. And Matt LeFleur. That's how you got to say his name.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Like Pepe Le Pew. Matt LeFleur. There's going to be a point where Matt LeFleur calls a play into Aaron Rodgers' helmet. And there's going to be a pause. And everybody's going to see. The camera's going to zoom in. The sky cam, that's what they call it. Aaron Rodgers is going to look over to the sideline and grin. And he going to audible the hell out that damn LeFleur play. And Aaron Rodgers is going to do exactly what Cam Newton did. Watch this.
Watch this. Yo, you can watch the film. Okay, watch
you
this.
You watch the film? That's cool. Watch this. Okay, Matt LeFleur going to draw up some type of play, and Aaron Rodgers is going to Omaha the hell out of that damn football play and score a touchdown. Plain and simple.
So
that's the equivalent of Tyronn Lue being an effective coach to a superstar. Get the hell out of here.
Y'all make a brother feel good, boy.
Yeah, well, no. Make him feel, you want to make him feel good, buy him a ladder so he can reach the top of the cabinet.
Oh, shit.
That'll make him feel good long term.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, all good things. I'm going to try to end it because, like I said, with these two, last time I tried to get in there, they got some smart to damn say.
Tyronn Lue
and Matt LeFleur.
This is the same Tyronn Lue that got stepped over by Allen Iverson. Get the fuck out of here.
Matt LeFleur going to talk about. Yeah, that's the play we drew
hey,
up.
Here's my question.
We ain't
going
that damn play.
There's no question. There's no question because you got to.
Why would we not consider Allen Iverson for a coaching position?
I don't know.
Oh, because he can't put the bottle down.
Ladies and gentlemen,
no,
we have to get
not,
up.
He
got to
put the bottle down.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's not
got to get
up somebody
here.
Up in this family.
I like to thank my crew. The ignorant crew that act like they don't hear me, Professor X Factor and Executive Chef Q Drake.
No, we didn't act like we didn't hear you. We was just acting like you was Tyronn Lue.
You know what? What the hell ever, man? This is Coach Jerry Wolf. All day signing off. And make sure you tune in next Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. Peace.
Coach Gary LeFleur.